More than 35,000 women veterans live in Indiana, and women make up the fastest-growing segment of the veteran population. Lisa Wilkin, an Air Force veteran and the Women's Liaison for Indiana AMVET, says with women serving in combat, the veterans are having more issues and need to connect to appropriate resources.
When it comes to disability compensation, we see women veterans receiving a lower compensation rate than our male counterparts when their conditions are very similar. We also see a rise in homelessness of women veterans. A woman veteran is 9 times more likely to be homeless than a non-woman veteran.
According to a report by the American Legion, many female soldiers don't identify as veterans or know what benefits they're eligible to receive. Iraq War veteran Christy Lee Vickers followed in both her parents' footsteps to serve in the Army and saw the gender divide firsthand in her family.
My father is now retired medically from the Army, and my mother never considered herself a veteran until I got back from Iraq and kept telling her, "You served, you count, you're a veteran."
Retired Navy nurse Lori Turpin is the Hendricks County Veteran Service Officer. She helps veterans of all ages and from all conflicts fill out paperwork to get appropriate benefits. She says there's a definite need for a state women veterans coordinator.
I help veterans every day, and I have other service officers calling me and say, "Can you help a female veteran?" Because they know that somebody would be more comfortable talking to me than to someone else. And I'm spread thin because I'm there by myself.
Community advocates also see the need for a state coordinator and have been trying to take up the slack. Lorraine Marshall is an Air Force Desert Storm veteran with Sister Soldier Network.
We have a passion for veteran women that are homeless with children because we feel like they are one of the most underserved populations. We have facilities for veterans that don't have children, but it's really hard-pressed to find those with children accommodation.
Advocates like Lisa Wilkins say they appreciate the law establishing the Women Veterans Coordinator job, but they weren't happy with a last-minute wording change that they say gives the state wiggle room to eliminate it.
It's important that that position be permanent, and that's why we're seeking to complete our legislation this year so that the position of state Women Veteran Coordinator can't be done away with by this administration or any administration in the future.
State Representative Carly Macer of Indianapolis sponsored the bill and says she supports legislative wording changes to make the position permanent. The Indiana Department of Veterans Affairs says interviews for the job are underway now. Macer expects a final selection by mid-January. For 90.1 WFYI News, I'm Lee DeNoon.